Taste of Rashi. The Torah describes how after Sodom was destroyed, Lot and his daughters ran away and they got to Tzoar, and at that point, the daughters decide that they're going to have children with their father. And they do what they do. Now on these words, V'ish ein ba'aretz, Rashi comments, Svirot hayu shekol ha'olam nechrav, kamo b'dor mabul. Why did they do what they did? Because they thought that everybody was dead. They thought that just the three of them, Lot and the two daughters, were the only ones alive, and therefore they have to repopulate the world. You got to do what you got to do. And therefore, that's why they slept with Lot and had children, which led eventually to Moab and Ammon. Now, two questions that have always bothered me about this section and about this Rashi. Number one, if that's the case, then why did they have to get their father drunk? Right? Just explain to Lot, have a discussion, say, this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. And number two, why did they think that? Why did they think that the whole world was destroyed? Why didn't they just think that it was Sodom and maybe the outlying cities? Did Lot tell them that? Is that what the discussion was? Did they hear the Malachim say that they were only destroying Sodom or no? Why did they think that? So, with regards to the second question, why do they think that? So, one thing is that maybe Lot didn't explain it to them, but also some say that, you know, they got to Tzoar. I mean, that Tzoar wasn't destroyed, so why didn't they just look around in Tzoar? And the answer to that might be that the people of Tzoar, after seeing what happened, or starting to see what was happening in Sodom, they ran away. So when they actually got to Tzoar, the city itself was unharmed, but there was nobody there. It was empty. And because it was empty, they thought that maybe everybody was gone and everybody was dead, and that's why they thought that. But why did they get Lot drunk? So here, Rashi could say that the reason they got Lot drunk was maybe Lot wasn't willing to do it. Or maybe because if they didn't get Lot drunk, then Lot would only sleep with one of them. Because if you need to repopulate the world, you only need to sleep with one of the women. Why does he have to sleep with both of them? But they both wanted to have the schut of repopulating the world, so that was why they got them drunk. Just know, Rashi is not the only position over here. There are other positions that read these words a little bit more creatively. Ish ein ba'aretz. Some say that, you have both sides of the spectrum here. Some say that the girls were actually quite impressed with themselves. You know, they survived Sodom, and they were saying, there's nobody else ra'ui to us. There's nobody who's worthy of being with us, except for our father. We were the only ones who were good enough to leave Sodom. Nobody else is worthy of us. But then there's the opposite position that says that either because Lot had lost all of his wealth, because he wasn't able to take, you know, his laptop and his phone and everything when he left his house, and therefore they lost everything, so nobody's going to want to be with us, or because everybody's going to say, oh, those are the girls from Sodom, and nobody's ever going to want to be with us, so our only option is Lot himself. Yom Tov.